Blog Talk Radio.
Every day a star is born.
You better believe it.
Believe it.
Believe it. Believe it.
Every day a star is born.
Blog Talk Radio.
B-O-G-M. Hey.
I watched Carla start it, seen Ronnie do it. Sweet T and Say too, they came through, taking their debut. Yep. In the recession, showing us how to make do. In the middle was heavy, but light on the edge. With Chauncey Gibson, the righteous get fed. Trey Love crying from his heart to the core. On the move with the mind of an entrepreneur. A better tomorrow, we play precise. Maximize potential, reshape your life. Yep. Time ain't never wasted.
Oh, no.
They got blogs with guided meditation. Rise above it all, at least. Navigating through this Middle East.
Uh-huh.
It's like trying to rollerblade up a hill of Greece. The radio media is a maverick tutor.
Woo!
With Grandma dripping Don Adams Jr. Y'all know what it is, man.
E-O.
In the building,
building.
What's up, family, and welcome back to EOTM Radio. This is your girl, Carla B., and I am so happy to be holding down the segment tonight with all of the Queens of Internet Radio. We have Queen G, Mocha D, and Q is riding with the Queens tonight, y'all, and you best believe that we are just always excited. I'm so excited. I'm stuttering. I'm so excited. Always excited there to be right back here in the house with our friends once again, where we just always are striving to encourage, empower, and, of course, we want to enlighten your mind. And speaking of enlightening, y'all, if you're needing some, guess what? Guess what? You can always find it when you visit www.queensofinternetradio.com and stream live to all of our shows at www.eotmradio.com. And for the entrepreneur in you, we have a very special place for you as well. You can visit us at www.eotmspace.com. Spread the word, y'all, and create your space because, you know, EOTM is all about increasing networks because we understand that it increases your net worth. And that is that very, very important bottom line that we're always screaming about here. So excited. As I stated at the top of the show, so excited to have all the queens, well, almost all the queens. We don't have Ronnie or Say 2 here, but we got, of course, Queen G. It's been a minute since she's been back in the house with us. We got Queen G here, Mocha D, and one of our newest queens, Q, and that stands for Queen. Shantae, girlfriend, what's popping in your neck of the woods?
Oh, my God. I am in Hemet, California. I'm actually at work. You know, we got to do all kind of things to do this show, and you got to make every sacrifice you have to. And I am so happy just to be back today. Oh, my God, I haven't seen and talked to you guys in so long. Like, listeners, I'm back. Queen G is back on the scene reporting everything that I put my hands on. So I'm just happy to be back in the house tonight. Just took a little break, but I'm good. I'm good, and I'm back, and I'm excited.
Hey, and you know what? It's a beautiful thing to have you back, girlfriend, because it has not been the same without you. It has not.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
girl.
My goodness. I know. It's fire tonight. It's fire tonight. I can't wait.
Yeah, I know. It is. It is. Really quickly, definitely, you got to want to hear, you know, Mocha D, has been a minute that, you know, me, you, and Mocha D has been back together. Mocha D, what's good with you, boo?
Mocha D is in the house. You know, I got to do that. Don't act surprised. I got to do that. What's up, Carla B?
It's all you, boo.
It's all me? Okay, well, let me give them what they want. I just want to say that I'm back in the house and it's lovely. I told y'all I could blow a little bit, but I'm going to let you that long. Leave that alone. Had a call all night long, you know what I'm saying? I'll let it go. I'm out here in Southern Cal. She's out there in California, too. I'm loving Shantae back on the line with me because I'm on the other end of Cali
and we collaborating. It's on and cracking because we've been separated, and mainly due to me, because I kind of blanked out a little bit, you know, personal stuff. But I'm over here with Carla B and the Q. You guys, y'all don't know about the Q. She ain't nothing to be reckoned with. You know what I mean? So I can't wait for her to get her voice on the line. All the fellas out there gonna fall in love with Q. You know what I'm saying? But no joke. And Mocha D is certainly not to be reckoned with. I just want y'all to know I'm coming back with some conversations for y'all behind tonight. Because what's a woman's worth? Is that right, Shante? Is that what it's all about? A woman's worth?
No,
that's the title of it. It's actually about womanizers. Men who use women. Yes,
wow.
Ma'am. So, I've been getting some great responses already, and I can't wait to get into it. That's all I'm going to say.
That's what's up. I want to ask Q, girlfriend, say hello to everybody, and what's good with you, girlfriend?
Hey, Carla B, how you doing? Queen D and Mocha D, how you doing?
Thank you.
Q's in the house, too. How y'all doing? I'm down here in Southern California, you know, part of the West Coast team, just trying to make things happen. You know, I'm going to come with my fire as well. And thank you for having me on the show. I look forward to chopping it up with all of you ladies, queens.
That's right.
Yes, ma'am.
You know what? I am so excited, Shantae. Girl, I miss you so much. But we're going to all, Paula B and Diva Q, they went skating last Sunday without us. You know, I had to tell on y'all. They went skating. Look. You know, I got to keep it real. They did try to come and get me, but you,
okay,
Shantae,
don't even go there. Anyway, we're going to talk about what a woman's worth in a minute if you keep on.
Yes.
Girlfriend, because you know you ain't even right on that, Mocha D. so I'm going to get you a pass on that one now.
Okay.
Shantae, Queen G, girlfriend,
yes,
I love you to death. And I'm going to go ahead and just turn the mic over to you so we can get this party started.
All right, we gonna take a commercial break, right, Carla B?
Girl, yeah. Well, you just gotta say it, boo.
Okay, well, we gonna take a commercial break, and then we gonna get into our segment real deep about womanizers, and we got some comments for you. I want to hear you guys' experiences on this subject matter. That's all I'm gonna say.
That's what's up. Hold tight, y'all.
Not to blow. I hold you down when shit gets rough.
Welcome back, y'all, to the Queens of Internet Radio. We're holding it down with Carla B, Mocha D, and Q. And Queen G is in the house as well. Tonight, oh my God, we are bringing a subject to you that is going to blow your mind. We're talking about womanizers. I don't know if you listeners out there are either a womanizer or it's happened to you, but we want you to call in and talk to us tonight about this subject matter. You guys, I Googled the word womanizer because I just wanted to get a real dictionary version of it. And a womanizer is basically a guy who makes zillions of women think that he is in love with them and that he's the best guy in the universe. And I just wanted to kind of have us expound on that tonight. I do have I got a lot of male friends. And when we're in conversation about the whole male and female, you know, thing, and they're giving me advice and I'm giving them advice, I have this one friend who he's actually married, and he's been cheating on his wife the entire marriage.
Mm. Wow.
Secondly, he talks about his whole little catch on how he catches women. Like, he breaks the whole concept down to me. He captures them with his. He's attractive. He's very attractive. That's first and foremost. He has deep conversation with them. He cooks for them, and I mean, he's all into them. He, you know, does the whole love thing. He's into them in that way too, if you know what I mean. And he does them like he would his wife. So, I mean, he's been a womanizer for years. He's from the South. You know what I mean? He's been putting it down for a long time. So I don't know. I just wanted to hear somebody's feedback on that whole thing. I mean, I'm just appalled and bothered by that whole concept, but he swears up and down it works every time. And I'm like, well, how do you dodge the bullets from your wife? Or how do you do that? Oh, and he breaks it down. He's like, there are so many ways to get over on that situation. Like, it's just ridiculous.
He needs to be on the show. He needs to be on the show and let us hear.
Right, and we have a caller calling in about 7:30 that's going to give us a male perspective of this whole subject. But
okay, well, let us know what number, because we got a couple callers. Well, girlfriend,
okay.
You know, as far as, I mean, that is, I mean, hey, I'm not shocked. I'm not, as some people say, shocked and appalled. I'm not shocked and appalled. I think it's to be expected. A lot of times, especially depending on where you live, and I've lived in Atlanta for the past 10 years, and that's one thing, unfortunately, to be expected. What I would say to that is, you know, some areas have lost true morals and ethics, true family values. It's gone. In some areas, and it's so unfortunate. So, you know, I mean, it's to be expected in some areas. And it's really sad because a lot of women, they, you know, when they've been burned once or twice or three times, they expect that same thing from every guy. So I think when it comes to womanizers and it goes both ways, I think it's very unfortunate because it is, you know, it kind of messes up things for the next person. As far as you know, the effect, or even women who I'm going to say this, allow themselves to be womanized. And womanizing is a form of manipulation, and you just have to, you know, see it for what it is. You know, and I can definitely expound on that a little bit further, but I know we got some, you know, the other ladies on. So, Mocha D, what's your take on it?
You know what? I think it's really sad when people, it's because, like you say, it's a form of manipulation, you know what I mean? And it's very deceptive.
Mm-hmm.
You got to realize one thing, though. Some women are cool as a fan with it.
Mm-hmm.
Some women are just cool with it, and it's just their way. Some women don't want commitment either. You know what I mean? So it goes both ways. But we're going to talk with, like the show's talking about, the men that's doing this. You know, womanized men, and I think it's really sad. But we as women have to take a stand. We have to take a stand. A lot of the women are so insecure. You know what I mean? And just willing to accept thing, you know, is that's just how it is. It's from being lonely, you know. A lot of women are just lonely. But we need to realize one thing. We don't have to tolerate it. We don't have to take anything. We are worthy, like the song says, a woman's worth. You know, we are worthy. But we got to find it within ourselves. We got to fall in love with ourselves first, you know, because a lot of women just don't love themselves, you know. One may say it's got a lot to do with fathers in a relationship because fathers play a key role in that, you know. So, it, you know, it's on and on. And I'm not going to take a lot of time. You guys, I'm a motor mouth, and I do want to hear, you know, what you have to say because I personally have never experienced it. I am the one that did the, I guess we could say, manizing because I did.
We're going to talk about that, too. I want to address the women that do it.
That's another
thing. You know, you know, I have my perspective on the matter. I agree with the manipulation, the deception, it's conniving, it's underhand, just a violation of one's trust, you know, a woman's trust. You know, women are emotional, and, you know, for them, for a man to violate a woman's trust, you know, that's something that's really something that has to look at, you know, you have to look at that man, you know, that individual that would actually want to hurt a woman in that sense. But, you know, yes, I do agree that women allow the men to do this to them, you know, and they should not do that. I mean, you have to look at, you know, what do you feel that you're worth? You know, your worth is how you define it, you know, how you feel within. And I agree with Mocha D. You know, a lot of women are insecure, and they're insecure for what? You know, what is it they're insecure for? Maybe a man might have said something, beat them down emotionally. Why listen to it? If you feel that you're more than that, never let a man step on you. Never, ever, ever give that man that power. Never do that.
And you know what, too? You know what, if I may add, that, and that's one of the problems. The women, normally women that take into that do not feel that they're worth this, that, and the other. And they prey on those particular women that are insecure like that. They don't feel they're worth anything. And it's really sad because that's going to be another show in itself. You are worthy, you know. And a lot of women just don't know that.
Oh, yeah.
This friend that I have, you guys, he's so good at it. He's so good at being manipulative toward women that they're all successful women, women that have really great jobs. They have families. They you know, they're very confident in themselves. Like, he's such a liar and so good at it. He's done it for so long. Like, he's just a master manipulator. And he says, like he says to the women, everything that they need to hear in order to, that the women allow them to get into him like that. Like, he's just really good at it. And like, how do you stop someone like that? Like, how do you put a halt on someone that is just so good at it that you have no clue that they're lying to you? You know what I'm saying? They say all the right things. They even spend time with you. Like, you have no idea that they have a wife because they spend so much time with you that it's a relationship. It's like your boyfriend and girlfriend. You have no clue that they have a wife.
Wow. That's crazy. And you know,
so how do we solve that issue?
You know, like you said, Shantae, the women that he's preying on have the jobs and the cars and the money and the houses, but they don't have that man, that love, and they need to fall in love with themselves first. And a lot of this stuff is spiritual. You know, I have to go there 1 second. A lot of this stuff is spiritual, and you have to love yourself. Everybody got that something that's missing, and he is the one that knows how to find it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'd like to break him down.
But, you know, the men, they only, they leave signs. They leave little signs. A lot of women choose to ignore them. For whatever reason, you know, they choose to ignore them because they just want to have a man. It's like, well, you want a man or do you want a man that's your man? You know, you don't want someone else's man. You want your man, you know, someone that you can come home and reap the benefits of being a happy household, a happy home. Being in a relationship where you don't have to worry about, well, what is it he's going to bring home to me, being something transmitted or being some drama from another woman, you know. So women, we have to do better as far as these men. Quit letting them get over on you because, trust me, a lot of you women that have kids, your children are learning from you. And, you know, a lot of times mothers get into their kids' situations, you know, about their boyfriends, but it's like, what were they looking at? You know, they were looking at you coming up, so, you know, hey.
And you know what's so crazy that she was saying that he has a wife. Some of these men have a wife at home. What purpose is she serving? Why do you have the wife? Why did you even get the wife? To make her feel like a worthy woman, you made her feel like a virtuous woman, but you went out there at the same time. You have a love-hate relationship for women. That's what I see. A man that's doing this, they love women and they hate women at the same time. He's just on the borderline of a murderer.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. I want to really interject real quick. Queen G, to see if
ma'am.
We can open up the phone line to see if we have your guest on. We have a couple of different people, so I'm not really for sure what number he's calling in from.
He'll be calling from a 951 area code.
Okay. Well, we do, I believe, 951. Let's see, 951-623. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome.
Is this DeMarco?
Hello. Yes, it is.
DeMarco? Hey.
Hold up. What did I miss?
That's prosecuting you, sir.
not me. I'm hopefully, you know, here to take up with some of the guys that labeled that.
Yeah, no, I'm teasing you. This is Mocha D speaking, sir. How are you?
I'm all right. And you?
I'm blessed. Thank you kindly.
Okay. So I only can be on the phone for a little bit because I'm at work doing my music. So, shoot.
Yes.
Queen G, you got the table. Queen G. Queen G is on you.
Okay. Well, she.
I think
she
we had a little bit of. Yeah. Waiting on Queen G to get back in. I think we had a little bit of technical difficulties. Let me see. Hold on a sec. Queen G, is that you? We got you back on. Okay. Queen G, I'm sorry about that, girlfriend.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good. DeMarco, how are you? That's the point I was at. Did you guys get any further than that?
Nope.
Okay. DeMarco is actually a very good friend of mine, and he's not the male that I've been speaking of, you guys. Let me clear the air on that.
Okay.
But he is actually a very good friend of mine. We've been friends for years, and I don't know. I thought he would be a great person to call in and just give a male perspective on the whole thing about womanizing. First, DeMarco, I wanted to know, have you done it before?
I've done it for a few years, I can say. And, you know, looking back, I'm not proud of it, you know, but it's something at that young part of my life, you know, it, to me, it was cool. But, you know, I wasn't thinking ahead of time, you know, how I would feel or how the people that I've been with would feel. You know,
how many women were you with at once, like in that stage in your life?
Okay, when I was doing it, when I considered myself doing it, I was stripping at the time. And that
wasn't considered womanizing then.
I guess that's a part of some of the people's lives that, you know, in that type of field. So I probably would maybe 10, 11. Women
at one
time.
Wow.
Yeah.
A lot of women.
Wait, Shantae, Queen G, I'm sorry. Repeat that definition of a womanizer, if you will.
A womanizer is a guy who makes billions of women think that he's in love with them and that he's the best guy in the universe. Was that you, DeMarco?
That was me. Yeah, and I said, I had to say what I had to say, you know, to get what I wanted, to, you know, do what I need to do and keep them happy at the same time without them knowing what's going on.
Wow.
To make them feel like they were the only one and the diamond in the rough.
Quick question for you, if I can interject. I mean, you said you were a stripper when you were doing a lot of your womanizing. I don't know any woman that's going to really take a stripper seriously in a relationship. So, I just have to throw that out there because I've, I went out with a guy that stripped, but I didn't take him seriously at all. at all.
Well, I didn't let the in the beginning, I didn't let them know what I do for a living. When I met them, and I also dated people that were older than me. So, you know, in my regular job, I meet people, and, you know, we start dating, and then it leads to something else. So when the stripping came out, by then it was at the point where, okay, I like this person. I don't want to lose that person, but I still want to, you know, kick with that person and have somebody else too.
Wait a minute. What's your name again?
So DeMarco, what you're saying basically, aside from the deceptive, being deceitful and manipulating, you were using them. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I was. And, you know, I'm older now, so, you know, I look back at that, and I have a daughter too, so, you know, I kind of regret some of the stuff that I did as far as using the women the way I did and treating them the way I did, you know, because I don't want nobody to do my daughter like that. And that is,
right.
But yeah,
at some point in time, it had to have gotten tiring. Where it does it get tiring to the point to where it's like you can't keep up with it no more, and you just get fed up with it. Have you ever gotten to that point?
Yeah, because it got to the point where, you know, I do want to wake up to somebody and just that one person. Because the more people you have in your life that you're trying to, you know, keep under wraps, the more problems you have, the more stress you have. And I'm the type of person, you know, now I'm the type of person, you know, I want to be happy. I want to have fun. I want people to treat me the way I treat them, you know. And
more importantly, you're thinking about your daughter as well. Is that correct?
Definitely.
So, DeMarco, are you saying at this point in your life you're thinking about settling down and you want one woman? Like, do you totally have those cheating, manipulative, lying ways out of your system?
Yeah. I do now because, you know, it's like I say, it's a hassle. You know, it's stressful. And the older you get, the more stress you get, you know, the more problems you have. And I ain't trying to have no problems when I get older than what I am now. You know, I just want, like I said, I want to be happy. I want to have fun. I want people to enjoy my company. And I found to be straight up with somebody, to be honest with people, you'll get that back and you'll have a better life.
That's right.
Great advice. Any other questions for him, Queens?
No, not at this moment. Actually, a lot of what he said, it hits home because I dealt with someone, scenario. I dealt with someone that was very deceiving, very, he was very, gosh, he was like everything, you know, everything that a woman could want in him. Good looking, nice body, kept himself up, well spoken, but he was the biggest fraud that you would ever think of, you know. And, you know, it hits home for women so hard because it's like, you know, a lot of times they ask you, you know, why are your heart so guarded? You know, you have to guard your heart a lot of times because I always felt like my father said to guard my heart because that is your heart is the pathway through your soul, you know. And if a person gets into you like that, you know, it's a sickening feeling to be able to, what you have to fight for in order to be with them. And then if you two split up and it maybe perhaps wasn't your terms or maybe it was your terms, you know, what you have to go through in order to get that feeling out of you. You know, it takes a lot. You know, it takes a toll. You know, people break down behind it. People kill other people behind, you know, things like that. So, you know, just something to think about.
Man, this subject is really heavy.
It is. Our phone line is blowing up, so we do have a lot of people that are wanting to chime in. But just let me know when you're ready to open up the phone lines.
Thank you so much, DeMarco. You really, really enlightened our minds on the whole subject of womanizing, and we're glad that you recovered from it. That's what I wanted to say. Thank you for being a recovering womanizer.
Yeah, and again, you know, like I said before, you know, men are womanizers, then you got women that do the same thing. So, you know, it go both ways, and you know. You know,
it goes both
ways,
but
yeah.
mostly men
yeah.
do it.
Mostly right.
men
and
do it.
And they keep on doing it, yes. you know, but they don't know how to quit.
Right.
Most of them don't know how to quit.
Can I say something just real fast
mm-hmm.
to DeMarco? If you can, you know, kind of give, you know, the listeners, the women, you know, some advice from a man, you know, as far as womanizing, maybe some things they can look out for, maybe some things that they can do for themselves not to fall prey to that. You know, just from a man's perspective.
The most thing that I have encountered, like the questions I have encountered, was the first thing, what you do for a living. And then if we go out, you know, what's wrong with me going to where you hang out at, you know? Because if I go to one place and I don't want to take that person to that one place and it become a problem, that means I have somebody there. And if we go somewhere and I see someone that I know that's of the opposite sex and I don't say nothing to that person and the person I'm with see me acknowledging that person but not saying nothing to that person, then there's something there. Now, if they say something to that person while you're with them, you know, 9 times out of 10, it's cool. But if I know somebody and I don't say nothing to them, and I'm supposed to be the man.
Who?
Did we lose him?
I think we lost him.
I don't know. One thing I'd like to say to some of the women out there, he didn't address it from me, from a woman to another woman. Is to please, you know, when men say that they have all these different friends and you don't know who they are, really look at that. That is a telltale sign. You know, if you don't know about this friend and you're a wife or you've been knowing him for so long and all of a sudden he has this friend, it's like, come on now.
Right. Queen G, that's good, advice. Queen G, well, I definitely want to, next guy that comes online, my question to them will be, why do guys womanize? I want to know, why do guys womanize? And I want to, you know, find out exactly. We do have DeMarco back.
Okay.
DeMarco, you're back on air. DeMarco? Okay. I think we're having a little bit of technical difficulty with his line. DeMarco, if you can hear us, we can't hear you. So if you can hang up and give us a call back, we'll be happy to take your thoughts then.
Carla B, you know, I'm listening to what DeMarco is saying, and I hope he does call back in, because what I really feel about men that do this to women, I'm really concerned about the one that said he's already married and doing this to other women, because most that do not have a wife. Now, I can understand them, but the ones that do have a wife, that one is a little more to me, because your wife is supposed to be your complete satisfaction and fulfill all your needs, and that's why you married her, because you felt that you were, you have found what you, quote unquote, have been looking for, right?
Mocha
so
D.
When you're out there, right, yes, ma'am.
No, well, I was just going to say something to that, but I'm going to let you go ahead and finish with it, and if I can remember, I'll mention it.
Right. Okay. So what's so mind-boggling to me is when you do not have a wife and you're manipulating all these different women. Normally, I'm trying to figure out, as far as the relationship with their mother, it has a lot to do with their relationship with their parents. And, you know, men are very twisted when it comes to things like that. Why would you take a woman and make her life such a lie, just living a life of a lie? I don't understand that, and I think it's very sad. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I really got a lot to do with hatred. And why would you why do you hate a woman like that? I mean, even Tupac said it's a form of hatred when you treat a woman like a hoe. It's a form of hatred. So it's got to be, it's deeper than that. You know what I mean?
Right. And we got somebody, a caller calling in, but I want to touch on what you said, Mocha D, if I can, real quick. Queen G.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I just wanted to touch on something really quick that Mocha D said about, you know, how, I guess, when a man marries a woman, how, you know, it's all these great things, how it should be, and they married her for this reason, and this should be this, all this beautiful stuff. But in most cases in this day and age, it's not that reason. That's not the reason. You know what I'm saying? This day and age, things are, you know, like I said at the top of the show, you know, as far as the morals and the ethics, you know, when it comes to the sanctity of marriage, it's not the same thing for a lot of people. And people get into these relationships with that understanding that it's going to be a certain way. And, you know what I'm saying? So that's where it gets really sad. You know what I'm saying? That's where it gets really sad. If you guys don't mind, let's go ahead and open up the phone line. Somebody's been holding very patiently. Got a couple people. Grandma Grip is trying to call in also, so we're going to get you on in a sec. Area code 916-889. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, did you have any comments for the Peanut Gallery? I'm just kidding. For the Queens of Internet Radio? We here. We want to hear what you got to say.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Been there, done that.
Well, first off, you sound like a sexy brother. Go ahead and give your name and your location. I'm just kidding.
My name's Miles Davis.
Speak up a little bit.
I said, how you doing? My name's Miles Davis. I'm calling from Rialto.
Oh, you're in the Rialto. Okay.
Rialto.
Well, Miles, we can't hardly hear you.
Okay, hold on. Let me fix this problem. Don't put me on hold. Don't hang me up.
Okay, you get your stuff together. We're going to bring Grandma Grip on real quick. I'm sure she got some something she want to say.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Hello?
Hold on, Rialto. Hold on 1 second, Rialto caller.
Yeah,
go ahead,
Rialto.
Grandma Grip.
All
right.
Hey, girl, what is going on? I've been listening to this show, and I've been listening to them old fake dudes. What they do tell me, he's a lover, he's a player, he used to be. Don't nobody get tired of being a lover. So something wrong with him. Either she let him go, or he just let himself go. He's telling a bunch of crap. He always talking about what he did. I was listening to the whole couple. What's his name? What's his name?
We can't reveal no names.
Wait a minute. First of all, you were saying your name at first. When I first got on the line, they were saying your name. What are you talking about, Jay? You better give no names. You're supposed to be a macaroni. What did you say your name was? I forgot.
You're talking about DeMarco, Grandma Grip?
Yeah, DeMarco. That's who I'm talking about. I ain't talking about the one time when he's from Rialto, he a playboy. He sound like somewhere over this throat. Y'all ain't gonna get no women on this program like that. That ain't how you get no women. And the guy we're talking about, he don't take no girls. He gonna try to give us some lessons or something. If you don't take somebody to a club, that means you got somebody there. That's older than Greece. Where do you get that from? That is not highly true. You might not want to go to the club because you might not want to run into the same people. And that's on the male and the female side. I know about playing. I'm the oldest one, and I used to be with Willie. All y'all California people, y'all don't know about Junior. But the Queen of Comedy, though, know, that was the player. And he's going to be calling in a minute. He was laughing at you, too. You don't know nothing about playing, but I ain't going to put you out there like that. I'm going to get off of you. Hey,
That was Grandma Grip. Grandma Grip, hold tight. Let's hear what Rialto has to say real quick. Rialto, we got you back on. Go ahead.
Okay. Like I said, you know, I've done it myself as a man, but you know what? I'm going to let y'all know something. I don't play favorites, and yes, I'm on y'all's side, but I'm just being a man and a father, I'm going to let y'all know something. When the fun and games is all over and said and done, the men just listening to this now, I need you to look in the mirror and ask yourself what you have to show for all that stuff. Because me, man, I got my own business. I'm rebuilding. I'm starting from the bottom of the barrel. as of right now, my daughter, she's be 21 this month. She know I have my own business. She know I'm striving. She know I'm building an empire, but my daughter don't want to have anything to do with me. But you know what? I'm still going to build the empire for her anyway. So if my daughter...
I got a question for you. Real quick,
yes.
I got a question for you, and then if Junior's calling in and any of the other guys that are calling in, I want to, my question to you guys is, why do guys womanize? And one at a time.
Why?
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you, because you got women out there, they just like being caught up. You know, the saying goes, you like it and I love it. But, you know, it gets old. Believe me. It gets old just like drinking, getting high, or anything else. One day you wake up in the morning, you're like, you know what? I'm sick of all y'all. I'm through.
Yeah, my question is, is it a man thing, or is it because it's fun, or that men get lonely and desperate, or something else?
I don't even think it's any of the above. I think when guys do it, yeah, it's good. You know, it's always good in the beginning. But you know what? It's just addictive like coffee or anything else. You know, and when you're doing it, you really don't. You don't be thinking about nobody's feelings. You don't be thinking about nobody's husband. You don't be thinking about nobody's wife. Well, you might be thinking about it when you're getting chased around the corner with a gun or somebody trying to run you over in their car. And trust me, I can speak on that. You know?
We did not address the addiction aspect of it. Men are addicted to womanizing. It's an addiction.
Yeah.
Once you do it once.
Yeah, they are. Yes. Men can be addicted to this.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, a lot of men do it for different reasons. I mean, I can't speak for all men, but I am a man. You know, some men do it and get a beautiful wife at home, get property, get money, get cars, get all this stuff, and they just out there doing the thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like me being out there, you know, you see faces coming and going. And it's like a lot of guys like, okay, well, if he's out there with all these women, okay, I guess he don't mind if I go get at his old lady. And, you know, it ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun, just to let y'all know.
Hello.
You know, sometimes I always feel it's like sexual gratification because, yeah, so a man has a beautiful woman at home, and they will get with someone, and you'd be like, what the hell did that come from? You know, why would they even go there, you know? And, you know, yeah, for... You can say a lot of different reasons, for financial reasons, sexual gratification, to floss, to be the man, you know, for their insecurities, you know. Some of them do it because of, I wouldn't say out of loneliness, but I would say because they're very selfish. That's how I feel, you know. And I don't understand how, you know, a lot of men, you know, that it's okay for them to do it. When you look at the woman, then it's a whole different perspective, you know. It's like that
He's
old saying, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, you know. Hey, it is what it is.
Man, you said something that really stood out to me, and that is insecurity. I think a lot of men are insecure about themselves. Even if they have a mate at home, it might be a little dry, you know what I mean, or things that may have gotten redundant at home. So they seek out of something else. They don't feel validated anymore by their mate. You know what I'm saying? They seek out something. Men have to have their, sometimes have to have their egos boosted. You know what I mean? And it's a constant gratification for their ego. Like, let me get my ego fed again. So let me be on the prowl and look for something else so that I can continue this, you know, facade of keeping my insecurities fed.
Well, you know, may I say, D on the line. Can I say something about this? It's, you know, it's even deeper than that, because a man get in a relationship in his marriage, and normally he's getting everything that he needs, which is why he went on and said, you know, I do in the first place. A lot of times they're getting what they need. Some men are doing this simply because of their lack of love for women. It's not necessarily their love for women, because if you really love someone, you will respect them. And if you really respect a woman, you're going to treat her as such, as a woman of respect. That's not respect, and that's not love. It's deeper than that. It's more psychological than that. And if a man really sit and search himself, which is what he does throughout his life, the gentleman on the phone, he said, well, eventually I realize that, what's it all about? Because if some men deep themselves and realize that they have disrespect disrespecting this woman all those years. Now, why are they disrespecting this woman? It's deep, more deeply rooted in why you have murderers, con artists, and rapists. It's something deeper involved in that. And what I want to know as far as the self-gratification that Diva Q was talking about, that gratification of that lust and that love, is it true that every man, now you might not want to admit it, my brother, but is it true, or you might not want to agree with it or whatever, I won't say admit it, does every man have that much of a desire for gratification that he will consider another man?
Ooh.
Ooh, mocha.
You know what? Hold on. Wait a minute. I grew up in the 80s, okay? The 80s was wild, but it wasn't that wild.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It was not that wild.
Well said. Quick question, you guys, and, you know, we got the gent on the line as well, so you could definitely put your two cents in it. But I want to hit back on something. I believe that Diva Q, we didn't give her a name, Diva Q said about, you know, women that accept, you know, men that are womanizers. And I'm just going to put it out there, my last 60-day relationship was with a womanizer, and there were, you know, some signs. I'm going to talk about my story and just put it out there. There were some signs in the beginning as far as different things, as far as his cell phone, things like that, that I, you know, questioned. He had some really great excuses. I don't know which one of you ladies brought it up as far as a man having so many female friends. But that was him. He had no male friends. Every one of his friends were females. Come to find out towards the end when I realized what he was, and it took me like 60 days, but, once I realized it, you know, all them women that he said that were friends, they were either exes or somebody, you know, women that he was, going after. So, you know, I would definitely tell, I just want to put out there as far as little information or helpful hints or helpful tips for the women listeners, and for the men, pay attention to those signs, because I believe this day and age, there are so many different ways for people to meet people. We got the club scene, we got the internet, we got the phone chat, you know, just a little bit of everything. So these men and women that are, you know, manipulative in relationships, they got it, you know, all these ways. They got people coming, you know, from the internet, from the actual clubs, the grocery stores. So just pay attention to those signs and don't be a victim. And just understand that you deserve better. You deserve to have one person.
That's right.
If that's what you want. And hear me when I say, you know, if that's what you want, to each his own. But, you know, me, I just need one. What y'all say?
Hey, you know what I say? I'm going to speak up for the men, too, because they deserve better for themselves. You know what I mean? They deserve better for themselves.
Hello?
Just like, yeah.
Yes?
Yeah, this Junior.
Oh, hey. Oh. Hey, Junior.
What's
going
on, y'all?
Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Yes, yes. How are y'all doing? I'm just listening to you all talking about players and lovers and womanizers. How much time I got? I need 6 minutes. Let me tell y'all something.
Queen G, he got 6 minutes. Queen G,
he got 4 minutes.
Okay.
Okay. Well, a true lover can do it in three, so I can do it.
Wow.
I was listening when Grandma Grip was on the phone and all those guys' excuses and stuff. First of all, let me put something out there. If you're gonna be a womanizer, and I'm go way back, and some of those divas, they know me, the ones who on the line, especially the diva from California, and Carla B., okay? Listen.
I heard about you.
Listen. First of all, for the guy who was talking about how he had to start all over, and his dog don't want to have nothing to do with him, with all due respect, everybody been through something like that. But if you had your game plan on, and if you was correct, your kids would have something to do with you, period. Your woman would still have something to do with you. Carla from, I'm sorry, even Mocha D could testify to it right now, okay? I have people that still contact me from 30 years ago, okay? 30 years ago, and one of them called the California girl tonight and spoke with her, all right? I mean, because of the way I was, and because of how I handled my life and how I handled other people, okay, how I handled women, how I dealt. All people just are not women. Just don't start playing on women because they want to. Sometimes there are individuals out there that have been victims or young ladies that do not want to even be bothered with a long-lasting relationship. So they seek out individuals that don't mind having relationships with more than one young lady. I mean, that's just how it is. There's a lot of people like that, and that's been going on since the days of the Romans, okay? Some people abuse it, and for those like that question that the California girl had, does that gratification make you want to go get a man or a boy? Well, some of those individuals that don't know what they are seeking, I see why she said that, because that's generally their problem, okay, on male and female side, okay? And I know I've studied them very well, okay? Some guys wind up being gay, okay? And they just don't want to admit it, so they go from place to place to place. Mm-hmm. Some women, they go do the same. But a true lover and a true player is going to – what? What?
I commend you for that, because the young man froze on the show, and no disrespect, young man, but he froze with that because it is true. You're absolutely right.
No, I think he got cut off, Mocha D. He didn't freeze. He was disconnected back.
He froze.
So we're trying to get him back on.
but really, on my last note, okay, if you know how to handle yourself in your life, okay, whether you call yourself a womanizer, a player, a lover boy, a lover girl, or whatever, your life is going to be prosperous, period, if you know what you're doing. Now, if you are going through it and abuse it and call yourself trying to be a player, got to go here and there, if you're trying to be, it ain't going to never be right, okay? It's got to come from the gut. It's come from this. It comes from knowing, okay? Like what they used to call a main 21 back in the day, okay? A lot of you California people don't know what that is. But that is somebody from
the gut.
Why are
going to be Californian people that don't know?
Okay.
California people tonight.
With all due respect, California, okay, a California person might not know what a main 21 is, but I'll just say.
We won a championship.
Who said that?
It's a lot of strong California women out here, me being one.
I know,
whole thing is the thing with the womanizing. Not, you know, it's okay if this is what you all agree to, if you're going to be in an open relationship and, you know, go here and there. But my thing is the deception, the ones that truly trick, they deceive, they manipulate, they lie.
But that's not a womanizer.
Another person.
That's not a womanizer. That's somebody.
You know what? Hold on a second. I'm not
saying
womanizer. Many women. They do this to many women. They do this to many. Not just one person. They do it to many women. They have to do it to all their women if their woman is not down with them. The woman does not know that the man is being deceptive. He's deceiving them, and he's with all these different women, you know. It's like he's manipulating them, you know.
But that's not the true meaning of womanizer.
Can you explain then? Please explain.
Shantae, go ahead and give us the definition of womanizer again real quick.
Okay. A womanizer.
One second, Junior.
A womanizer is a guy who makes zillions of women think that he is in love with them and that he's the best guy in the universe.
Okay. It says nothing about deception.
He's making them believe this. He's being deceptive. That's the same thing. Look up deception.
Listen. With all due respect for your reading ability, it doesn't say deception. A womanizer, it says has them to believe, has them to feel wanted. Just like I just put it out there, some people, it don't have to be a woman. It could be guys who have to feel wanted by women that go out and have more than one man. Would you call them a manizer? No. Okay?
I agree with you on that.
A womanizer is someone like, excuse me, somebody like a gigolo. A gigolo. Okay, with all due respect, and I don't like the term either, but it's somebody that goes out and puts themselves out there for the needs of the woman. That is what a womanizer, that's what a womanizer really is. Let's a woman I'm here for you.
Hold on, Junior.
Yeah,
hold on one sec. Queen G, go ahead.
Yeah, I have a quick question for Junior, and this is this is aiming directly at you. You said you still have people calling you from 30 years ago, and it's about the gut. Like, what gets them to call you from 30 years ago?
just to see how I'm doing and let them know where I put them in their life, how their life is still going on. 30 years, 20 years, 15 years. I mean, definitely, because I was friends with them. And you could call me a womanizer, a playboy. I mean, as I was growing up, everybody
said,
Junior.
That's a whole different thing.
Did you take care of these women?
Did you take care of these women well? Like, what makes them keep calling you? That's what I'm asking.
You know, it could have been a lot of things. Yes, I did take care of them very well sexually. Yes, that's what you're asking.
That's what I wanted to hear. Like, we want to hear the truth because we're trying to get to the bottom of why men womanize. You know what I mean? We're trying to get to the bottom of that whole thing.
No, those guys earlier are not women. Those guys who was talking think they players, okay? Don't know nothing about a woman. Otherwise, they wouldn't have the problems that I heard them mention that they have. And as far as stopping, yeah. Okay, I stopped because, you know, I'm married. I'm married, okay? So that's why I had to stop, because of the true faith of the wording of the wedding ring, okay? Not because you got tired of going to the club, you got tired of doing this, and you found women that you got tired of seeing their face. And about the guy who said that somebody be at your woman house, you couldn't be no woman now, because if your woman is trusting and loving, and if you're the man who you are, she ain't going out and cheat on nobody. And for you women, you know, you could be, just like Carla said about the 60-day guy. If you care about somebody, he can go out and act the fool if he wants to. You're not going to put yourself out there and make yourself look raggedy, okay? So his woman is raggedy, with all due respect, okay? All right?
Quick question for you, Junior. I got a question for you. And this is something I posed to the other guys. I don't know if I got any straight answers. But, you know, why do, and since you seem like a true, a true guy, I'm not going to say a true player, why do men womanize?
A real one is out there because some women need him. There are a lot of women in need.
That's the best answer. That is the best answer I've ever got, I'm telling you.
Aren't you in need right now? They are in need. I bet you're in need right now, okay? You know, I mean, and I know that California girl, the little short midget's in need right now.
Ooh, what? Ooh. Mocha D, get him.
And I know Grandma Grip is in need right now. And I don't know
those
two young ladies. Yeah, I know she's in need.
I got to be...
Go ahead, Mocha D. We got to get a photo of Mocha D on that one because that was wrong. Go ahead, Mocha D.
Something, and I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to keep it 1,000. You know what? I have went through a relationship where I was very aware of what I was doing, very aware, and it was with a married man.
What?
You know, I'm going to just be real like that. But I'm going to tell you something. I have no regrets because I had needs that were met. Needs, and it's unfortunate, but I was manipulated by this person saying I really thought that they were going to leave their wife. So there are different situations, you know what I mean?
Right.
They were truly on leave, and that's one of the tricks.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be that wife. You know, that woman wants to be that number one woman. She's always thinking she's going to be that number one woman.
Mm.
And it's up to that man. He's got the right hand. It's up to that man to determine or decide, hey, I'm going to make you a virtuous woman. So
that's
when we build up enough confidence and respect in ourselves like I did, and I had a lack of confidence because of my father. I put that on my daddy. I was really looking for that love, you know. But the thing is, we have to understand and believe in ourselves and know that we are worthy. We're worth more. We don't have to want something what somebody else got, thinking that the grass is green on the other side. Now I realize that God saved me from continuing into that relationship. He pulled me up out of there before I got killed, he got killed, or I just got totally torn in bits and pieces. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't go through that because I don't kick no treats. Okay.
Well, the line is people different strokes for different folks. I, on the other hand, I'm in need of no one and nothing right now. I have that confidence in myself, knowing that I am deserving of that one man to love me as I am.
Right.
Really quick,
right.
You guys.
I have a question for Moby.
We're gonna give it to Queen G, and then we're gonna take a quick commercial break. Go ahead, Queen G.
Who is Queen G?
Did you ever come face to face with the wifey at all?
You know I know. I know her, and I had a lot of anger towards her, not because she was with somebody I wanted. I didn't want him initially. I had a lot of anger towards her because of the type of woman that she was. And a lot of times those women do know the other women, and it's not so much that they want to be that other woman in a lot of cases. I was angry with her because I felt that she really did not deserve it.
Wow. Wow. I'm Queen G.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure we still had you on.
Yeah, that's crazy.
What?
That's crazy. But that's real. Crazy. That's so real. That's so real.
That's so real. Well, this is grandma. You little adulteress. That ain't no excuse.
You know what? You can't keep it real with Grandma Grip. Me and Grandma Grip, for you guys that don't know, we stay at each other. But Grandma Grip, let me explain something to you.
All that stuff you were talking, you were telling me just 6 months ago that you wouldn't die married to a married man. Do you remember that, Carla? She was talking all that virtuous stuff. You little daughter, I'm going to kick you when I see you.
I did not say this happened yesterday. This could have been...
When did it happen? When did that
happen? Now that
when did
it
happen, you little hoe? When did it happen?
The bottom line is, how come you can't never be happy for me, Grandma Grip?
I'm happy that you committed a sin, you little adulteress. You said, how am I supposed to be happy about that?
And I'm happy because we're about to take a break. So hold tight, y'all.
All right, sweetie.
They crazy.
Hell, you're giggling, so.
Well, I'm happy because the break didn't happen, so we're back. We have a little bit of technical difficulties.
My Grip anyway, because the thing is, Grandma Grip is so unfair to me. Y'all know she always have been. Be glad when any woman, I don't care because we all fall short. Be glad when
I
any woman.
I live with two married men.
Be glad when any person finds the truth. You know what I mean? My eyes have been opened and I realize my wrongs. Don't be mad.
Your legs was open too.
Are you mad because I'm not still living in sin, or are you mad because I wasn't with Junior?
No, you say your eyes was open. I say your legs was open. That's what you kept doing. That's what it was. You ain't stopped in no 90 days like Carla B.
No, it was 60. 60 days, Grandma Grip. 60 days. No, it was 60, and it was so funny because it's a, I'm going to write a book about that episode. But let me see if we have any other guys on the line that have.
I said them off the phone. They ain't said nothing since I got on.
Do we have DeMarlo and Rialto? Do we have them still on?
Yes.
Okay, did you want to, I know that Grandma Grip and Junior, they've
no
said
joke.
Some things. Yeah, she's no joke. What did you want to say on that note?
Like, you know what, it's like if people are out there because they want to be out there, and when people come to terms with their life, when they tired, when they sick and tired of being sick and tired, they sick and tired, and they just move forward.
That's right.
You know, and I know you got people out there this week, and then you do have people out there. They gonna take advantage, or they don't care about your feelings, your cries, or nothing. It's just rough out there. It's just rough out there, you know. But like I said earlier, when your games is all over, said and done, don't think your behind is immune from karma, wedding ring or no wedding ring. What goes around comes around, and it ain't no fun when the rest has to done.
Go ahead. I think Shantae was Queen G was saying something. Was that you, Queen G?
Yes, Rialto, you sound like a recovering womanizer. And at what place are you in right now in your life?
What really got me at this frame of mind?
Mm-hmm.
What really got me in this frame of mind? I can't see my daughter being a part of a nobody's harem.
Oh.
I cannot live my life with a what if. Okay, look at all this stuff I done did to these women. I done use these women. I done abuse these women. I done broke up happy homes. Okay, what possible karma could come my way? My daughter could be a part of some nobody's harem while he at home with his wife.
That's right.
So let me ask you a question. If you didn't have a daughter, would you still be doing this?
No, because you know what? I will say this, and I'm very proud of it. I had four parents. I had a biological mother and a biological father. I had a stepmother and a stepfather, and they all old school, and they all taught me right from wrong. I just went buck wild because I got turned out by older women when I was in the service. That's all it was. That's all it was. I never claimed to be a player. I never claimed to be a gigolo. And, you know, I'm not bragging about
going
nothing.
Out there for a pimp.
Because you know what? That stuff ain't nothing to brag about. And any brothers that's still on his phone, you need to go get that book, Michael Bazin, Maintenance Man. Some of y'all need to read that. You might learn something.
No, we ain't giving Michael Bazin no credit. That was the stupidest book I ever read. Come on now.
It's a man thing.
Let me ask you a question, sir. You said you was turned out by older women that's in that was in the military. Now I say to you, that's the same excuse that my nephew, which is turned homosexual, said. He was turned out by a man.
No. Hold on. Wait a minute. That ain't no excuse because I was a virgin until I was 19 years old.
I lost my
virginity at 19 years old. And when I lost my virginity at 19, I had sex with a woman 48 years old.
Oh, my God.
That's like crack, baby.
You say
what?
You said
that's like crack.
When an experienced woman get a hold of you and start putting you up on some stuff you really don't know nothing about? Oh, man.
It's always
got to
be that older woman, younger guy, huh?
Did another older woman get a hold of you? And did another one get a hold of you?
How old are you now, if you don't mind me asking, Rialto?
I'm 43. I'll be 44 next month.
I was wondering if I could be that cougar for you, but you ordered me. So.
Oh, sound like we got some prospects on the phone.
Nah, he's too old for me.
Exactly.
That's okay, one of y'all my baby, but I'm going to keep your secret, though.
Ooh.
Wow.
You heard what I said. One of y'all in that room is my baby, but that's okay. I'm going to keep good to you.
One of the queens, you mean?
One of y'all women is my woman, so I'm cool with that. So don't go badgering.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Queens, he is not revealing.
It's not Carla B either. It must be Mocha D.
No, not me.
Don't go playing private eye.
Because
if he couldn't put up with a woman 48 and 19, then y'all can't put up with me. Y'all know that. I throw him under the bus, literally.
Y'all ain't right. Y'all is not right. Y'all ain't gonna give me
We appreciate your honesty. We definitely do. It's definitely been, you know, and I don't think anything has really enlightened me. Because I'm like Grandma Grip. I know things, you know. I'm a chaw.
Out of all due respect, Queen G, this is your show tonight. I want to ask DeMarco, of all due respect, sir, you did say that you had a good parents, great parents in your life. Can you hear me, sir? DeMarco.
I don't think that was DeMarco. That wasn't DeMarco. That's Rialto.
Rialto. I apologize, sir. You said you had great parents, and also you have a daughter that's keeping you, you know, from living that particular life. So basically, I just want to hear what you have learned from this as a whole. And I know you said you didn't want your daughter to do this, that, and the other, but I want to hear something coming from inside of yourself. What about you? If you had no daughters, if you had no mothers and fathers that had your back and your support like that, you know, that you was looking up to or whatever, what inside of you would say, you know what, I'm not doing this? It's got to be something deeper than that stopped you from doing it. Is it your love for your Heavenly Father? Is it just the respect for woman is really where I want you to go with this, but I ain't going to put no words in your mouth. What is it that says, Rialto, I'm not going to do this to the queens anymore?
Rape. Rape.
I'm listening, Rialto, because they talk to me.
Yeah,
I hear you. I hear you, sir. And this is what this show is all about. We want to touch something, like Carla B. Yeah, touch me. Not in the morning.
Okay, I didn't say that, Mocha D. I didn't say touch me, Mocha D.
No, I didn't say touch me like that.
That was Queen G.
No, I just want to hear that. I want to feel it. That's all I'm saying.
Okay,
sounds like a love connection. Sounds like a love connection.
You know who she is, so I'm not finna go there, baby. I would talk to you when this is over, but no, let me finish the show.
Rialto,
that's not what I mean. Listen, don't listen
Rialto.
To Carla B.
Hold on,
playing. That's what I mean. That's not what I mean, Rialto. I just meant I want to hear from your heart what stopped you from that lifestyle. That's all I mean, sir. No disrespect.
Rialto, I don't mean
well,
to cut it. Rialto,
we're really, yes.
Hello? I have a quick question for
I'm
you.
I'm here.
Can you, the same question posed as DeMarco, can you give some of the ladies or some of the listeners some tips on how not to fall prey on being, with a womanizer? You know, sometimes women need to hear from a man's perspective because sometimes someone outside and maybe of another gender can see some things that women fall short on and can correct them on. Can you give them some advice?
Can you
answer both of those questions for us, please? Both of them.
No,
questions.
They can't answer the questions.
On a woman's side, on a woman's side or my
side?
What side y'all
want to
answer?
Your side looking into a woman, you being a former womanizer, you know,
he's not a womanizer.
You indulge in that.
Come on now, one at a time, please.
Okay, what I'm saying is, you indulge in that type of behavior. You know, can you tell a woman? Can you school a woman or some of the listeners on some of the points that you can tell them not to fall prey to? You know, that you might know, might be in you or somebody else that you might know that's a womanizer, that you know that maybe the boys have said some things to you, laughed about, maybe barbershop tales, anything. You know, that women can. Actually, cling on to and grasp onto.
Just like I talk to you ladies, I talk to the fellas the same way. You know, I don't play sides. I don't play favors. I got boys that are still out there, and believe me, I do everything in my power to try to talk some sense into them because they have children, just like I have children. And I'm like, look here, it's like this. Yeah, women like you. You big. You strong. You got money and everything. But I'm like, you know, and I know, man to man, you'd be ready to go kill a dude if it's your daughter he's doing this to. And coming from the background that I come from, you know, I just graduated from college, you know. I'm sitting in my cap and gown, and my whole life is flashing before my eyes. And it's like, you know what, my daughter's going through what she's going through. You know, it takes two to make a baby. So the last dude that was talking all that player stuff, we're not going to fool with him. He's crazy. But anyway, it takes two to make a baby. And I will say this, you know, my daughter's mother broke the number one cardinal rule. You never speak down on a child's father. Because when I finally came face to face with my daughter, she didn't see nothing in my soul she was told. I took my clothes off in front of her. She saw that nan tattoo on my body. She didn't see no needle marks. I ran my credit. I ran no rap sheet, none of that stuff. Never been to prison. Don't do drugs, none of that stuff. Now, all this stuff is running
through
my head.
Who you took your clothes off in front of?
Come on. I had on some short pants. I was just showing I didn't have no tattoos, okay?
Oh, you scared me for a minute. Okay.
Okay. So all this stuff is running through my head, you know, and I understand, you know, I was absent from her life. So, yeah, she's going to have some battle scars, but you know what? If she's still a young lady. She still has her whole life ahead of her. Yeah, she don't want to have nothing to do with me. But you know what? When I got down on my knees and I prayed to God day in and day out, every day I wasn't in her life, God answered my prayers because I'm going to lay something on you. She's not turned down on drugs. She's not no bulldogger. She's nobody's hoe. She's not being used and abused by no man. She's a single parent trying to do the best she can, and she do not want daddy's help. So I'm like, where did she get that from? I looked in the mirror. You know damn well where she gets it from.
because I didn't want my daddy soap at 17.
You're taking a credit again, just like a man.
So yes. The apple does not fall far from the tree. So now that my daughter is independent, she's in Arizona, she holds a managing position at her age, and so, you know what, now that God has answered my prayers and let me actually lay eyes on my daughter, I see she's not fooling around with no man the same age as me. She don't have a bunch of baby daddy drama and stuff. She's doing her own thing. So I guess she's not trying to pick up the torch her mom and daddy had. And I'm
Rialto.
Very grateful she has that mentality.
Rialto, I still want the question answered that Mocha D asked earlier. What stops you personally from being a womanizer? What was the breaking point that stopped you from being a womanizer? That's the question. Since he asked it, I've been wanting to hear the answer to that.
Okay.
Like, I'm very interested to know what stopped you personally.
I'm getting older, and I didn't really want to do it anymore because there was a point in my life I really started thinking about family. Family values, you know, coming home to my wife, you know, being a father to my children, you know, just the basic stuff. And it's like, you know what, the sooner I stop this lifestyle, the sooner I can cut karma off. And between me and karma, there's God. As long as I'm praying to God, you know, forgive me for, you know, whatever I may have done or whatever I may have done unwillingly, unknowingly, everything will be all right in my life. And I just take it one day at a time. Because, like I said, like this last cat, you need to understand something. Yeah, you didn't did your dirt, but that wedding ring don't protect you from karma.
Right.
Well,
you
know, just like
and we got about 10 minutes. So we're gonna start wrapping it up. Go ahead, Mocha D.
You want God to forgive you for what you've done, and truly He will. That's why you woke up to do it. And it's the same God for you that it is for a junior, the one that's talking that stuff. Because He'll be forgiven, just like I will. And I commend you for that. You know, and you saying that it was a matter of fact that you wanted to be a husband and a father and, you know, prospering your life and that goes back to my point that you had no respect for women at that time. And I'm not bashing you. I'm just saying the fact is it was a lack of respect for women. So basically it has to start there. We have to raise our sons up, teaching them to love and respect women. You know what I mean? And the way you teach your son, your daughter now, but teach your daughter to even respect men because, like you said before, there are women doing the same thing that the men are doing. So I commend you.
Great stuff. On that note, let me give it to Queen G. Go ahead, Queen G.
My point is we talked about the women that are also manizers. We've been talking about it throughout the segment, but I wanted to kind of address that. I will say, because of bitterness and hurt and pain from a previous relationship, there was a stage in my life where I became a manizer. I could care less if, you know, they came and went. You know, it was that doggy-dog mentality from being – it was just hurt and pain. You know what I'm saying? Most times when women become manizers, it's due to the fact of being treated – like crap, you know what I mean, and being treated like a dog. And I do know that was my personal experience. And you know, you become numb. I don't know if the men have experienced this, but when I was in that position and when I was doing it, I became numb to feelings, emotions. I was just going after whatever just to get a rise out of it, you know what I mean, or to see if these men were going to come my direction. As you know, women, the fact that we have the visual assets, I'm talking about, you know, the breast and, you know what I'm saying, the butt area, men are very visual. And when women are manizers, it's really bad because we go in and out like a revolving door. And, you know, when it's like that for us as women, we're considered that H-O-E word.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And it's a different type of response. You know what I mean? So there are women that get to that. They're manizers. They use men for you know, their money. They use men for their status. They use men for affection, love, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And it could be many. They have them coming in and out like it's like I said, a revolving door. You know what I mean? You date one man one night. Tuesday, Wednesday coming in, they all got different names. I don't know if you women have ever seen men different things. Like Rialto, we would call you Rialto. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's really bad when a woman gets to that point. That means that she's been hurt being compared. She may have been abused. She may have been mistreated, dogged. She may have been raped. You know what I mean? And they become numb to having different men in their life, and they go after whoever and whomever. And so I just wanted to put that point out there. We addressed it and touched it a little bit earlier in our segment, and it's been kind of said kind of throughout. But I wanted to say that there are women, and I was at a stage in my life where I did that. I was a manizer.
Wow.
And it just does not – once you get back to the human feeling and human side of things, it's not a good feeling. I mean, you look back at yourself and you reflect and you say, man, what were you thinking?
Right, right. You know? And really quickly, just so you know, we've Stacy, which is one of our interns out of Atlanta, I love her to death, but she has actually extended the show another 20 minutes because we do have about three other callers in queue who had said anything. So we got a little bit of time. Queen G, I know this, you know, this is a show that you, you know, was dear to your heart. You wanted to be able to put it out there. So I just wanted to let you know that.
I would love. Are we ready to take another caller,
We are, and I know that Grandma Grip, she's going to be coming back on, but I want to put some things out there because I know that Queen G and Diva Q had both been posing some questions to the guys on how to, you know, spot womanizers. I don't know if they did that, they posed that question, or I did. But I was the guys, everybody is unmuted, and so the guys, after I state this, if you could interject and share your opinion, if you will. But this is what I found actually online. It says how to spot a womanizer. Womanizers are men who like to have many one-night stands, as Queen G stated, with many women. With many different women, they usually have a strategy that they use to seduce a woman to get into her bed for the evening. In this article, it says, follow these steps to spot a womanizer so you can avoid them. I'm going to read them really quickly. Number one is, know that womanizers know how to be very charming and make a woman feel special. They were up so many compliments, often about the woman's appearance or her clothing. Womanizers are knowledgeable about women's feelings and may express empathy for a woman's problems to make her feel comfortable. Number two, remember that womanizers do everything they can to make the conversation flow as smoothly as possible and impress you. Many women believe that when they meet the perfect guy, everything about their first encounter will be perfect. Womanizers know this, and this is so true. This is with my 60-day guy. It was just like that. Number three, it says, pay close attention to what a guy says. Sometimes a crude comment or joke will slip out, giving a hint to his true personality. Womanizers view women as a conquest or something to achieve. They only want to have fun for their own sexual satisfaction, and they don't care who they hurt in the process. Once they have a woman for the evening, they move on to another one the next day. Number four, in the final one, realize that womanizers are addicted to the challenge of getting many women. They will dress very well and do anything they can to impress all of the women they meet. Womanizers are very skilled at manipulation. If they weren't, they wouldn't be able to get what they want. So
That's not true.
Oh,
maybe not to you, Junior. But those four things.
Wait. You said you want to interject. First of all, one, two, other than three, are what women want, are what people want. They want conversation, they want to be listened to, and a gentleman.
Right.
I mean, everything you said is what a gentleman does to a woman. So you don't have to be a womanizer. A gentleman talks to a woman. A gentleman compliments a woman. A little brother compliments his big
sister. But I said more than those,
okay?
And
so,
all the four ones. It was more than just that.
God.
No. One
going
and two.
Manipulating a woman, then,
no.
You know, hey. It is what it
okay.
is going into. You know what you're doing.
No.
You're going into it. You already have that mind frame. You're in that mode to lie to that woman, to deceive
her. Well, then
whoever wrote
the article is setting a guy up to lose, and he's setting a woman up to lose. Okay?
He's telling you
as a woman to spot that, just like Steve Harvey and the other guy, the guy from Atlanta, writing this stuff in books, telling women this is what you need to do. This is what
Junior,
you need to look out for.
Wait.
That's not what you need to look out for.
Can I say something
that's
real quick?
Not what you need to look out for.
But, Junior, there are some things in those four tips that rings true, and I'm a woman, and I'm not just partial to this article. I didn't write this article. I'm very opinionated. But
what's true about number one?
Okay, the thing is this. You know, there are some great guys, and of course, if, you know, great guys get a bad rap. You know, sometimes women think that they're womanizers. But you have to go. I would say this. You have to go with your gut. And from jump with and from that, let me just say, can I just say something? Okay, from the reason why this article rang true with me and my situation, everybody's different. But like I said, that 60-day guy, what they do is he screened me. You know what I'm saying? And I met him online. So, you know, when you do online dating, they're able to see so much stuff about you. They know what you want, and then they can concoct a way to manipulate you into making you think that they're that great guy. So he knew I didn't cook. So what he came in and did was came to my house and just cooked every day, all kind of great food. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and I don't think I'm saying is pay attention to the signs. And, of course, not all, you know, these tips are ring true for everybody. Huh?
You should have cooked.
I should have cooked. Exactly.
That makes it bad. Look, with all due respect for what you just said, and all due respect for all you young ladies' feelings and for those guys' thoughts, okay? First of all, when people write articles like that, they set us both up for failure, okay? You can't, just like you said, number one, everything you just said, and I copied it down, and I'm a good listener as well, you cannot say, look for those signs, because a person, I'm going to compliment you. That don't mean I'm trying to manipulate you. Now, to what the young lady said in the background, it does mean that because you're trying to manipulate. No, or it could be no or yes, but the bottom line is, if you tell somebody to pay attention to those signs, then that's wrong. That's what I'm saying. That's wrong.
Hold on a second.
And that's
this
what
is you, and I
failure.
Didn't say that. I didn't say just because a person compliments you, they're manipulating you. What I was saying is when a man does that, he goes in with the frame of mind knowing what he's going to do. If a man is going to manipulate a woman, he already knows who he's going to manipulate. I didn't say just because he compliments a woman that he's going to automatically manipulate them. You have people that do this. You know, this is what they do. They get cars. They get bills paid. They get trips. They get all of that.
True, and I'm not being combative on it. You're exactly right.
One like that. But one thing I had to say, the reason why I say to the listeners, I had to overcome that. I had to look at the signs. I started questioning him, and it would make him upset, and it make him uneasy when I started to question him. And
well, you went to a woman now. He was a fool.
You said this. I remember things. I do. You know, so I'm not saying everyone who compliments you is trying to manipulate you. What I'm saying is there are men out there that do it. And you know what I'm talking about. There are men out there.
Well,
that
he's not a womanizer. He's not a lover.
Okay.
Morris Day said gigolos get lonely too. You know, hey, there's gigolos out there. Yes, there are.
Yes, there is. But that's not a womanizer. That's not a lover. That's not
that
a woman
is.
Simpson. That's not a junior. That's a loser.
I don't know what
that's
your,
a user.
You say you a user. You
know
what I'm saying?
No, I said those
women,
terms.
They lie. When it comes down to when it all boils back down to it, it still comes back to a lie. It all points back to a lie. I don't care what you say or how you try to dress
Can
it
you
up,
repeat
it
that?
It still points back to a lie. You remember things, so you should remember what I'm saying.
No, I couldn't hear you because I was trying to talk at the same time.
Okay. I said it all comes back to that lie. You know, it all points back down to that lie. So no matter what you say, it's still going to come back to that lie. Womanizers, gigolos, players, whatever you call, they still have to lie to do it. And I don't respect people like that because
they don't have to lie to do it.
You have to. You should be up front. If you're going to be a man to do that, be up front with the woman. You know what I'm saying? Be up front.
Junior.
I was a player for a long time.
Go ahead, Queen G.
Junior.
Go ahead, Queen G.
I wanted to address something with you. It sounds like you had a past of being really nice to women,
doing what they, you know, needed or whatever. But it still does not say that you were not a master manipulator. Junior, hold on 1 second. You could try to give it a mask. You could try to hide. You could try to put something on it. But it is what it is. You lied to a lot of women. You still manipulated them. And I mean, you were very good to them or whatever, but it was still a lie. And don't tell me you just saw one woman at a time. I'm sure it was multiple women.
And I didn't lie to them. I told them, let them know.
You all lied, brother.
No, you all lied. No. I didn't have to lie.
We lied.
Thank you.
Rialto, can you say that again, Rialto? I want to hear from Rialto right now. What were you saying?
We lie, we learn, we move on.
I let them know up front. All my days, I let them know up front.
But I was still lying.
That's a lie.
Look, I've been a player since I was 7 years old.
This is, you guys, listen, this is what that is. This is for you, Junior.
I hear you.
I'm
saying that you're lying.
I'm
marking your lines.
Oh, well, I said the woman I'm trying to get with. I'm not trying to be truthful to my wife. I'm sorry, y'all. It is what it is. I'm sorry. Got to get up early in the morning and get ahead of me.
This still translating, Junior, that you're lying.
Yeah, okay. Well, see, I don't have anything to prove, okay? And so
Junior,
I don't have anything else to say about it.
Say you sorry,
little
lady. Just forgive
you.
Say you sorry.
No. I tell you what I got. I got references and I got proof. And I'm not worried about karma because I didn't lie.
I heard that. Hey, everybody, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. We're going to put on a song that Junior needs to listen to. We'll come back. Maybe we can get a confession. Hold tight, y'all.
These are my confessions. Just when I thought I said all I can say, my chick on the side says she got one on the way. These are my confessions. Man, I'm thrown and I don't know what to do. I guess I gotta give part two of my confessions. If I'm gonna tell it, then I gotta tell it all. Damn, they cried when I got that phone call. I'm so cold. I don't know what to do but to give part two of my confessions.
It's gonna be the thing I think I ever had to do. Got me talking to myself, asking how I'm gonna tell you. About that chick on part one, I told y'all I was creeping with. Said she's 3 months pregnant and she's keeping it. The first thing that came to mind was you. Second thing was, how do I know if it's fine and is it true? Third thing was me wishing that I never did what I did. How I ain't ready for no kid and bye bye to a relationship. To figure out when, what, and how I'ma let this come out of my mouth. Said it ain't gonna be easy, but I need to stop thinking, contemplating, be a man and get it over with. I'm riding in my whip, racing to her place, talking to myself, preparing to tell her to her face. She opened up the door and didn't wanna come near me. I said, what, baby? Please hear me. This by far is the hardest thing I think I've ever had to do. To tell you, the woman I love, that I'm having a baby by a woman that I barely even know.
accept the fact that I'm man enough to tell you this. And hopefully you'll give me another chance. This ain't about my career. This ain't about my life. It's about us.
These are my confessions. Just when I thought I said all I can say, my chick on the side says she got one on the way. These are my confessions. Man, I'm thrown and I don't know what to do. I guess I gotta keep on two of my confessions. If I'm gonna tell it, then I gotta tell it all. Damn, they cried when I got that phone call. I'm so dumb. I don't know what to do but to keep on two of my confessions.
Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back to EOTM Radio. This is your girl, Carla B., and we got the whole crew here, or almost the whole crew. The Queens of Internet Radio, Queen G, is repping this show. Queen G?
Yes. I think we were on Junior. Junior, you are such a character, and I can tell that you've grown up and matured and all that, but you're still a liar because you're lying now. So come back into the segment and just put it out there and keep it real. Because there's no way you're saying that you were just good to women and you complimented them and all that good stuff, but I'm just saying it was still manipulation and it was still a lie.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't manipulation. It wasn't a lie. I was very particular. Very, very particular about who I saw, okay?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, okay. I've always been particular about who I saw, and I made sure that individuals knew what I was doing, who I was talking to, who I was seeing, okay? Even when I was married, I was still seeing other women, okay? And my wife knew it. And one of them, who's a witness right there on the phone, Mocha D, her friend knew. Her friend, I married one of her friends. Her friend used to be at home and let me go and see girls that have company in the other room.
Wow.
And her name starts with a G. And Mocha D was there to witness.
You're saying to the fact that you told all of these women that you were seeing however many women at the same time, that you were upfront and honest with them.
Yes,
that
I
it
was.
Wasn't
yeah, you know what? You keep putting my name out there. The reality is that's probably why I messed up in my little relationships, because I was witnessing all that terrible stuff you was doing. But, no, I want to ask you a question, Junior. I want to ask you a question.
Go ahead.
You know, Carla B was talking about all the wonderful things about these men that they say and do for the women, the manipulate men they say and do for the women, and she was saying that the Internet was talking about beware of these particular traits that were all wonderful traits, just like you said, in which they were. They're all wonderful traits. So if a man is coming to a woman with all these wonderful traits and characters, her mind says, uh-oh, this man is no good. They mess around and lose a man that's actually sincere with this.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's why I said that book is full of crap and that path she read is full of crap. You lose out. You lose on a good thing.
It really is. But that goes back to the point Carla B was saying, why it has to be an instinctive thing. You have to follow your heart, really search inside your heart, you know.
And that is the same way with what you all call a womanizer. If a man is gonna follow his heart, okay, I didn't just see anybody, okay. I didn't just what you call manipulate. I didn't just talk to anybody and compliment anybody. I was very particular. Then I would let them know if I get to know them. You know, I mean, I could wine and dine them, or they could wine and dine me. I could pick them up. I could fly them somewhere. They could fly me somewhere. They all knew it. They all knew it, and ain't no joke. And ain't
lying.
No. Okay, all right, young lady.
Lying.
I could tell if I knew you, you would have been mine too. And you would have been mine too, whether it was a lie or not. You would have been mine. Okay?
Here's the thing. This show is not a Queen G, this show is not about the women that's aware of what's going on. Those are called swingers. We're not talking about the
these
swingers.
These were not swingers. These were no swingers.
Listen, those are the people that's aware of what's going on and don't mind. We're talking about the innocent women. And we're talking about the innocent women.
You didn't end up with any of them. You didn't end up with any of them, did you?
Oh, okay. I was listen,
did you
young
end
lady,
up
I
with
was,
any of the women that you so-called did not manipulate? Did you end up with any of them?
Yes, we had a relationship. It could have been 2 years, 1 year, 6 months, 5 years.
But
I was with one for 8 years.
Did not end up, so you didn't get your prize, did you?
What?
Your prize was your wife, and you stepped out on your wife, so you still lied. You lied and got
no,
out, so you
no,
still
I didn't.
Liar.
No, I didn't. No,
yes,
I didn't.
You did.
No, I did not.
You're a womanizer.
You're messing around. That's
so, Junior, how did you set it up? When you were with your wife, how did you set it up to let her know that you were getting ready to go out on a date with another woman? What would you say to her? Give me the whole spiel. Like, I want to hear it.
I would say.
This is what he did first. He did this first.
Well, really, I would give her a sleeping pill and put her out for a couple of days. No, I'm just joking.
Well,
I'm just joking. That's a joke. That's a joke. No, that's a joke. I would tell
let me
her,
get her on three-way.
You know what? I'm just going to leave it like this. I would just let her know that I'm going out for a couple of days, and if she didn't mind, blah, 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 and that's it.
For a couple of days?
You didn't tell her nothing else? I mean, come on now. You were being deceptive then, you know? You're going out
no,
for a couple
I
days to go where and do what?
I'm
see,
going
if that
out
was
for
me, I
would have
been asking you, what are you getting ready to do and do what and where are you going to be at?
And I would have told you, don't worry, I'll be back to you. And you would have
so
said, okay, dear.
Well, look, this is the thing. When you give your when you answer the question, we're going to give Junior some background music because he's so cool and so slick with it. We want you to tell us exactly what you said when you told her you was going for a couple of days. Go ahead.
Everybody knows it's growing.
I am.
Get the music. You got the music playing. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Junior. Don't bite your tongue now.
Hey, darling. You need to see me tonight? Okay, well, you go ahead and get your rest. I'm going out for a day or two. You need me to bring you back anything? You got gas in the car? You got the checkbook? Okay. I'll talk to you later, baby. Goodbye. And that's it. That's simple.
Oh, my God.
I'm so glad you ain't married to my sister.
That was simple because I wouldn't have went for that.
Yeah,
never, no way, no how.
Hey, it's never too late.
He's never too late.
Somebody else talk?
My dad was a womanizer. So
who said that, Mocha? You said that, Mocha D?
Yeah, Mocha D, have they seen me? Have they saw my picture? Have they saw
you
me?
Know what? Don't nobody want to see your picture.
Has Grandma Grip told y'all? You know Grandma Grip told you about me. Just go to Facebook. You'll see who I am, and you will come and run into
old, crusty, so-called player.
My daddy was a womanizer.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we got somebody on the line that we haven't spoke with yet, because we've unmuted evidently some people when we hear you in the background saying, can somebody else speak? Who was that?
Miss Lala.
It's Rialto. I'm
oh, hey, what's
here.
Up, Lala?
Well,
go ahead and share your tidbit. Sorry about that,
okay.
Girlfriend.
Yeah, I just need to talk because it's like this. That brother that's on the phone, Junior, he an old school cat, and that's what used to happen in the old school days. Now, your day is done, okay? Now, it is manipulation, okay? It is manipulation. It's womanizing. And the reason it's a womanizing is because you're doing something. He knows his wife's going to let him do it because he got her under dick control, if I may speak freely, okay? So, of course, she's going to let him go. And that's how he managed to manipulate all his females. Okay, and they loved it, and they liked him so much. That's why they still call him, and that's wonderful. That's wonderful. But we're talking about the dude that steals a woman's heart
mm-hmm.
on top
thank
of
you.
Stealing everything else from her. All that little junk he's talking about right now, ain't nobody hearing that. Ain't nobody feeling that because that has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Thank you.
Okay, what we are talking about is that guy that steals a woman's heart, a woman who thinks he's sincere, and believes what he says because she wants to believe in her black man, because that's her black man, okay? But he manipulates her brain, he manipulates her body, and that's where everything falls, and that's why she loses, and she ends up with nothing when he goes on to the next, okay? And for the women.
for the women. I'm not a real sensitive female. I'm not a real sensitive female. I've never been a real sensitive female. I've hung around dudes all my life. Okay, so I know about dudes, and that's just how they are. That's how they are. And it's like Rialto, he said, you get tired. And that's what happens to them. They get tired because pimps, whatever you want to call yourself, gigolo, all get tired.
Player.
Because that same old thing, doing all that, everything like that, either you go gay or you get tired. Period.
Mm.
And I know this because I know a lot of brothers that's gay. And I know why they gay. I know a lot of sisters that turn the other way because they tired of being used and manipulated. But guess what they do? They do the same thing to the women that they get involved with. Go.
Mm.
That needs to stop. A cycle
wow.
that needs to stop. Okay, so all that other talk about, yeah, well, they knew that. So what? So what? They knew and they liked that kind of thing. Some people have to have some drama in their life. They have to. They love it. And when they get tired of it, they're going to stop it. Yeah, they're going to look back, oh, we had some fun times. The memories we had were wonderful. So that's why they call him back. Not because he was this wonderful guy and, you know, this, that. Okay, maybe he was a wonderful guy. Okay, that might be true. Okay, but the same thing is he's manipulating the women for the reason that they either stuck because he was a nice guy or stuck because they wanted him sexually, period.
Exactly. And you know, when it boils down to it, it's still wrong. It's wrong, it's wrong,
exactly.
It's wrong. I don't care what you say,
exactly.
Junior, it's wrong. Male
so if
or
you're married,
female, it's wrong.
He's trying to say that if you're married and you take a wife, this means this is an institution that God made. So if you take a wife, and you're married, and you still fool around with other females, even though you treat your wife right, what was your purpose for getting married? Why not just stay single?
I was
There's
asked
no point,
to
no
get
purpose.
Married,
it's disrespect.
That's why.
Just instill disrespect.
Look,
you want, you don't want nobody doing that to your mama. You want somebody doing that to your mama? No, you don't.
Thank
no,
you.
Lala,
Lala, is that your name? I respect
that's
their,
right.
everything
That's right,
you
and
just
I'm from
said.
Cali, and we are the champions here.
Good.
That's why
I,
y'all don't like
I
us
respect,
because we're champ. But anyway.
Oh, no. I like folks from California. Don't get me wrong. I'm not some of my best
Can we all just get along?
But the old thing is, I respect what you said, and I do understand. And you are right. Maybe I'm on the wrong conversation. But I did not manipulate and hurt. I mean, now, yeah. Thinking about it, yeah, some people did get their hearts broke.
Exactly.
But those were, wait a minute. Those were relationships that went the other way because someone expected something different. And when I explained to them, this is not what we started this on, this is not what we worked toward, you got to go. And those
true
are the
enough.
Ones that wind
true
up.
True enough,
but
still
I did not
hurt in
their hearts still.
Yes, you broke their hearts because everybody don't feel like you do. Everybody don't feel like, oh, well, we just doing this. We just having sex. We having a good time. Everybody don't feel like that. And
I didn't
because you feel like that don't mean that you did not hurt them. They was hurt behind that. Even
yeah,
though you
yeah.
put it out front and you told them this is the way it was and this is how it's going to be, they accepted that because they wanted you. They thought you were a nice guy. They thought you had some good sex. They wanted you. Okay? And so as you continue with the relationship, feelings get involved, and their feelings got involved. Even though they knew they couldn't really have you, they tried their best. They tried their best because they wanted you. And you said, no, baby, you know this is how we started off, and this is just the way it is. You're going to have to go because you're cramping my style. And
you sound like you was there.
I have seen life. I'm a very
knowledgeable person. You sure you ain't the scab in your voice? You don't know me.
Please, baby, I don't know you because you would have been pimped. Trust me.
No, I wouldn't.
Have you seen my,
picture?
My picture on the internet?
Okay.
You better recognize
tell them, Lala.
Hey, you
yeah.
guys. This is Queen G stepping in. You know Lala is my best friend in the world, right? I don't know if you guys know who Lala is, but she's been a voice on this show many times. And I just love her common sense thinking. And, I mean, pretty much, you guys, she put Junior in his place just now.
Yes,
she did.
Yes, she did. Yeah. I'll give her that. I'll give her that. Wrong conversation. That's all. I'm on the wrong conversation. I'm not a. I wasn't out to hurt women. Okay.
We know that.
And you all show was about men that's hurting women. Okay. Or has hurt women. Or women that's hurt men. Look, not me. I'm a lover.
Okay. Okay, but you have broken some hearts, and I just wanted to point that out for you because love is something that people fall into when they continue a relationship, whether it be a sexual relationship or just a relationship that they're talking on the phone, visiting each other every day. You fall in love with somebody because you learn about them and you think, oh, they're a wonderful person. And
when is your birthday?
Even though you have,
he wants you, Lala. Don't tell him.
And look, though. But look, though. This is what happens. Especially with a female, she gets to being like, oh, I would really love to have it. I know he loves all these women. He has all these women. I know he loves these women just because he's the kind of guy that he is. And I like him, but I want him so much. This is a woman speaking, okay? And she'll be wanting to want you, and you don't want that because you enjoy having a bountiful amount of women. You
but
know?
Let me ask you, Lala.
She has to slide back.
Lala.
It hurts her feelings. Yes, ma'am.
Lala. Lala, this is Mocha D on the line. What's up, Lala?
Yes,
you know, I
hey,
know,
girl.
I want to ask you a question, Lala. Now, you were saying that this woman, he had already kept it real and talked about that he's going to do everything that she can expect, and she accepted that, right? Now,
right.
Now, let me ask you a question. Is it really his fault?
It's not. It's both of their faults, really. One, because he is not realizing that he is hurting these women because they really are falling in love with him. And two, it is her fault because she knows what he's doing and she still goes along with it, thinking in her mind that one day he's going to love her more than he loved the rest.
Yeah,
that's what she gets for thinking.
Lala, we need to have you on the show as an relationship or life expert, life coach. That you definitely
what is she, a Capricorn? What are you, a Capricorn or something?
I am a Scorpio, baby. Get it right.
Yeah, I figured that
was
my neck.
Carla B,
yes.
I don't know if you hear this, but Junior is kind of choking up right now. Like, I'm
shocked. He's in love. He's in love. That's what it is. He done fell in love.
I'm shocked.
Oh, guys, I'm sorry. I don't know.
When is their birthday? November the what? November 3rd? The 12th.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you were born
right.
In California?
Nope, I was born in Texas.
Where?
What is this about California that keeps coming out of his mouth?
No,
I don't know, but we're going to definitely set up something for you, Junior. Really quickly, you guys, we got about 5 minutes, so I want to go ahead and give everybody the opportunity to go ahead and say their last piece. Queen G, I'm going to give it to you so you can take it around the table.
Okay. My take on this is manipulation, and a womanizer is still a liar. He's a cheater. He is... a dog, all of the above, and that's just what it is. Q, what do you have to say about it?
Well, me looking at the situation, I just tell people to guard their hearts like my father always taught me to do, so that you won't get your heart broken. And women, please use that gift that God blessed you with naturally, intuition, and men too, you know. If it don't sound right, then it's not right, you know. Use your gut feelings and know that, not to be taken in the game, because there are a lot of people that are out there to take you for a ride, and a lot of times it's a thing that actually is a lasting thing that carries over into different relationships.
Yep.
Right. That's Mocha D.
Okay, I just want to say that, first of all, we all know that fornicators and idolaters will not enter the kingdom of heaven. So basically, no, I'm just saying, you know, we've all made mistakes in our lives. The bottom line is we're here trying to put awareness out there. And I want you guys to realize, everybody listening, understand that it hurts. It hurts, but love hurts anyway. You know what I mean? But at least if you're going to go in a relationship, go in there knowing that you're taking chances, period. I wouldn't care if he never messed around and never womanized. If you got this man, the words say trust no man anyway. Just go in there knowing that anything could happen. It's up to you. If you love him enough to forgive him and hold on to him, then do that. But don't expect miracles.
That's what's up.
That's right.
Lala, did you have anything?
What about grandma?
Let me go around the table.
I just wanted to say that, you know, what everybody has said is really true. You have to really be careful and know what you're dealing with. But at the same time, you have to know yourself inside yourself and not be expecting something. You know, if you're expecting something from somebody, you're always going to be wanting and needing something. Only when you come to know God and you come to know yourself –
then you don't need all these things that people want so badly, this love and affection from a man. Sure, you're going to want that, but at the same time, you'll be able to judge correctly if you know yourself and you know God.
That's what's up. Diva Q, go ahead.
Yes, I just actually spoke again. I just want to say thank you for having me on the show.
Is Rialto still on the phone?
Yes,
Rialto,
I am.
You got it? Okay.
Rialto, you have any closing comments?
Yeah. You know, like when people go through this stuff and women's feelings get hurt and when men get hurt, you know, they say they don't, but they do. My thing is that when you know it's over, leave it alone. When you find that one, just listen to what he or she wants and then just go for it. Leave the baggage on the curb, put it on the train, let it leave the yard. Just go for what you know.
Okay. We got 2 minutes. Mocha D?
She said her words, too.
Oh, she did. Okay. Grab my grip.
Grandma, I was just listening to y'all getting on Junior.
You got 30 seconds.
I guess Junior gone. But I tell you what, I ain't never been hurt by no man, so I don't have all these sounding horror stories that y'all got. But I tell you what, just like the girl said, the woman said, just follow your heart, and everything will be fine. And that's what I've been doing for 77 years, following my heart. And y'all know Junior used to be my man, so I just listened to him tell y'all off. But you did set him down, la-la.
That's what's up. Well, we got like 30 seconds, so I'll go ahead and close it out. My thing is this. Well, I'll say this first off. Great show topic, Queen G. I'm glad to have you back. Great show topic
Thank
to break
you.
That out. No man, my thing is this. No man is worth your tears. But once you find one that is, guess what, y'all? He won't make you cry. Marinate on that. Check us out tomorrow night for EBA Celebrity Entertainment Show. Peace and blessings, y'all.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
All of them awesome. I'm number 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Stop wasting your money on marketing.